Best song on the radio right there. Niall.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Slow hands. That's what we call Roy.
Which is a good thing if you think about it.
I guess some would say.
If you've ever done anything crazy on the last day of work, if you went out with a bang, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
I always love these stories.
And you know the Whisper app where pretty much kind of people reveal their secrets? Mm-hmm. We were on it and we found some of the things that people did on their last day of work, and it's hilarious. Including, and one of them said, it was my last day of work, so I put the white out on Chuck E. Cheese's eyes and I scared all the kids.
Oh, you made them all white? That is terrifying.
That is so scary. So today was my last day of work at a call center. I took this opportunity to curse out every person who is rude to me and hang up. That's sweet, like, revenge and victory all at the same time. My last day working at a Froyo shop. I was curious to what it felt like to stick my hands in the sprinkles, so I did. Elbow deep. It felt nice.
Elbow deep?
No gloves.
Yeah.
No, I'm not washing my hands first.
704-570-9595. What'd you do on your last day of work? Anonymous and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL show.
Hi there.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
Hi.
On
my last day of work a couple years ago, I wrote user guides for a technology company, and I was told to package up my user guide, so I did a couple things. Package up my user guides that I never got guidance on, so in the user guides on specific pages, I wrote, if you had ever given me guidance on this page, there would be information. Thanks for all your help. Several pages, packaged it up, turned it in, because I know they never actually reviewed the user guides before they put them on the portal.
Yeah.
I also walked up to somebody and told them my final thoughts on them.
Good.
And the best part was taking in a bottle of wine, and on the way out, I had filed a sexual harassment complaint about somebody. I was the third person who had done this against this guy.
Mm.
Nothing was done to him, so I was sure to email all of the senior partners in the company with a copy of that sexual harassment complaint, my thoughts, and then I printed out a copy to all the people who weren't told about it and left it face up on all their desks.
Wow, you went on a roll.
Well, that's what happens. I'm in a much better place now.
Good for you.
Good, yeah.
Hey, did you find out if that handbook printed what you said?
Sorry?
Did that catalog or the handbook did that print out with what you wrote in it?
I actually don't know. It was for an online portal on how to use the portal.
See, now I want to go look it up to see if it made it there, Anonymous, or not. Thanks for sharing, though.
We
lots
probably reminded her of it. She'll go and look now.
Give us a call, 704-570-9595.
Someone did something with super glue on the last day of their job. We'll talk to them in 3 minutes.
We are Morning Show.
Is it our last day on the job? It might be. We want to know what happened on your last day on the job. What did you do? How did you go out with a bang? 704-570-9595. Of course, you can hit us up at the MRL show on our socials. What? You don't follow us?
What? Just go online. Look up at the MRL show, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Kiss 95.1 Mornings, because they won't let us change it to the MRL show. Facebook has weird rules.
Denied.
Anonymous. Spartanburg, good morning.
How you doing?
Good, man. Tell us, what'd you do on your last day?
We found out that we were contractors, and the guy was stealing. We get paper stop, and you know, you would have a set amount per day. So we found out that he was not paying us for all our stops per day. He probably owed us all together maybe about $10,000. So we took all his trucks. He refused to pay us, and we took them to different parts of the mountains of North Carolina, fully loaded with product. And we dropped them off and turned off the GPS and left them there. He got charged 3 weeks later for about $67,000, around $67,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And obviously you guys never got caught.
No, that's hence the reason you're just saying the city.
Yeah. Nice, dude. Nice.
Guys were like, we'll fix him.
Anonymous in Concord, welcome to the MRL show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what I did was
I was working for a company, and my boss was a jerk, and he treated everyone really bad, and I finally had enough of it, and talked to my husband and said, can I please quit this job? And he said yes. So the next morning, I compiled an email in which I laid out my true feelings as to his attitude, how incompetent he was as a manager, and what all of the other employees thought of him, and I copied human resources.
Ooh. Did you send it to the whole company or just him?
Him and human resources.
Yeah. Yeah, when HR gets involved, I mean, they have to take, you know.
Yeah.
It's like throwing the match at the building and walking away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, here, you guys deal with it. Thanks, Anonymous. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on her.
Mm. Well, now she hates us and she'll never listen because of you.
She
good
knows
job.
We didn't mean to do it.
Anonymous and Concord just love us.
See that? Lorraine was like, oh, she loves you. And Roy, you were so mean about it. All right. Don't forget. Monday, we are going commercial free and loading your pockets with cash.
It's called Free Money Mondays. If you haven't heard this, you gotta wake up with the MRL show starting at 6 a.m. At 6 a.m., we give away $100, and we do that every 95 minutes, all while going commercial free.
It happens all day long, and like Roy said, the winning starts 6 a.m. Monday morning.